Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend. Welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Sounds of Faith. We're glad that you're with us today, and I'm praying that God will use the broadcast today to strengthen your heart and your soul. Amen. And we'll get right into the program with a good number from Right Side, picking and singing a little bit. Amen. I'm glad he didn't stay dead. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad he's alive today.
Jesus told his disciples persecuted, beaten at morn, the Son of Man would die on the cross, but he wouldn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone. He didn't stay dead.
He didn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone. No, he won't stay gone.
Jesus is coming
to take us home,
to take us home. His blood has bought me,
and his word has taught me
that he didn't stay dead.
He didn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone.
Bible, we're told he surely shall come like a thief in the night with the trump of God, the King of Kings who paid the cost. He didn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone. Stay dead.
He didn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone. No, he won't stay gone.
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming to take us home.
To take us home.
His blood has bought me.
And his word has taught me.
And his word has taught me
that he didn't stay dead.
He didn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone.
No, he won't.
Stay
gone. Amen. He didn't stay dead. And he won't stay gone. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad of that? I'm glad he lives forevermore. Amen. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are an old-fashioned, fundamental, King James Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted, the old red book and the psalm in the back of the pews, amen, the old red book, amen. That's the kind of church we are here at Faith Baptist, and we'd love to have you come be a part of any of the services here. If you like that kind of worship, and we do don't claim to be the only church like that. There's many good churches around. But I tell you what, we'd love to have you come here at Faith and visit. Amen. And of course, we'll have our prayer meeting tonight. Amen. At 7 o'clock with our patch and sigma going on tonight. And then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship. And then we'll come back for the evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. And love to have you come. We're right on the corner of 18 South, about 5 miles outside of Shelby, down going towards South Carolina, 5 miles. You'll come to the crossroads of Highway 180 and the Mount Sinai Church Road. We're right there on the corner on the left. Amen. Just 2 miles or so from the South Carolina State Line. Come on by, Pastor Vince. If you come on a Sunday, you'll hear a good orchestra number like this right here. I believe this is He. Amen. Beautiful job there, as they always do. The orchestra made up of a lot of young people, teenagers, and some young married, and others that's not quite so young anymore, but that's okay. They do a good job playing together every Sunday. Amen. During the choir singing, and of course, that was our instrumental for the offertory there, and they do a great job. Amen. Well, let me see here. Let's see what our truth for today. We'll find this one right here. Amen. Here, James, how about this? About old James. He's got a little practical book. Amen. It's got some good stuff in it. All of it's wonderful because it's of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But a little practical stuff here. Notice what he says in James 5. James chapter 5 and verse number 9. Grudge not one another against another, brethren. Talking to Christians. Lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Here's some practical advice. Give up your grudge. Give up the grudge. It is not worth it. Too many victories have gone by the way already. Oh, friend, listen. If we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. That's the book. That's the book, friend. And boy, I tell you what. It's something to think about. Don't carry that bitterness and that grudge around with you. It will destroy you. It defiles many, the word says. Amen. It's time to pray. Let's pray about that. I think it'll help us. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Thank you for salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, thy Son. But Lord, just because we're saved doesn't mean we're perfect. Lord, if there's anything in my heart today that shouldn't be there, I pray, God, you cleanse it. Get it out of the way. God, I pray that you'd help us as we go continue on this broadcast day. We pray, God, that you'd help us as we play some good singing and, of course, preach the Word of God. Try to look back in the little book of Ruth, amen, and see some things there that are practical and that will help us make the right kind of decisions. Oh, it does matter. It does matter, the decisions that we make, because every decision has consequences. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to see this great truth again today and the rest of the days of this week. Now, Lord, I pray for our dear listening friends. Now, some of them have listened so faithfully through the years, and we thank you for that. I thank you for that new one that may have just started here recently, tuning us in here on this good radio station, or maybe on the Just Jesus radio app, or maybe some other internet outlet. We pray for you, and we pray that you'll touch them and bless them real good for having done so. Now, Lord, I'm asking you, God, to help us now as we continue. Give us strength and money and body, mind, and soul, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Talked about that red book a while ago, that old red book, praise God, amen. And here's a good song from that red book. I think it's 112 or 114, I mean, in the red book. It says, this is our choir singing, a good number for you today. It simply says, I've never been sorry. Amen. Yeah, it's 114 in the old red book. Amen. I went and checked it. I want to make sure I got it right. Amen. It is 114 in the old red book. Great job by our adult choir there. Amen. Well, let's have one more here. This is, I guess it's a new song for our church, for our group here. And it says, I've come by the way of the cross. And well, I tell you, I remember the first time they sang out here, I looked over to my son who sits beside me on the platform. And we've got a little situation in our family that we're praying about. And I said, you know, we come by the way of the cross, but that's the way you get back to. Get backed by the cross. Amen? Amen. Here is Spencer, Leanne, and Justin, and Miss Haley singing, I've come by the way of the cross.
Condemned to die on a cross for crimes he had done, he was guilty, everyone could see. But his destiny was changed when he looked at Christ and said, when your kingdom comes, remember me. In paradise that day he stood, just like the Lord said he would, surrounded by those who had gone before. One said, friend, how did you come? What are the deeds you have done? With tears in his eye, I can hear him reply.
There are no merits to my name, no works that I can claim. He who brought me here told me to say, I have come by the way of the cross. I have come by the way of the cross. It is nothing I have done, it's through the suffering of God's Son. I have come by the way of the cross.
I have nothing to claim but my guilt and my shame. I was hopelessly lost and could not find my way, till his glorious light of love shone down on me. His mercy washed all my sin away. And what he did for me, yeah, that day was a price I know he paid. And by his grace, I too can't say forever, say, I have come by the way of the cross. I have come by the way of the cross. It is nothing I have done, it's the suffering of God's Son. I have come by the way. I see millions gathered round the throne from every kindred and tongue, those redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And as they cast their crowns down at his feet, this will be their story, this will be their song. We have come by the way of the cross.
Come by the way of the cross. Amen. What a powerful song. I hope that blessed your heart. Amen. Well, in our little story, and we're going to really try to tell you a story the next few days here out of the little book of Ruth, we've seen several things about this story, about the setting here. We have seen the country, and the country from whence they came from Bethlehem. They came to Moab. Moab, a place of many idols, many false gods. And then, of course, we know that Naomi and Ruth return to Bethlehem after her husband and two sons die. And Orpah, of course, we know that she stayed, went back to her gods. And we'll find more about that as we get on into probably Friday's broadcast. But we looked at the country. We looked at the characters. Always many characters in the story. You got Elimelech. You've got Naomi. You got Malchon, and Chilion. And, of course, Orpah and Ruth. And you've got the two kinsmen redeemers. And you got Boaz, who is probably the main character other than Ruth, I guess. So many. And then you got the gleaners. So much. Such a great cast of people involved in this great, great story. But I want to start focusing in on, and I think I bumped this a little bit already, but the circumstances here. We've seen country, we've seen characters. Now, the circumstances is simply this. There's been some funerals. They've been three funerals, to be exact. Elimelech, Naomi's husband, has died. And then later, her two sons die. And she's left with two daughter-in-laws. And she beseeches both of them to go back to their mother's house, to go back to their own other life, which they were married from. But notice, the Bible says that Naomi turned again in verse number 11 and tells my daughters, why will you go with me? Are there any yet more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should say I have a husband also tonight and shall bear these sons, would ye tarry for them till they are grown? Naomi is being reasonable here. She said, I can't get a husband to take care of us. I'm too old, and I can't have children. If I didn't have sons, you couldn't wait around for them to grow up to marry. It's a horrible situation. Death brings circumstances that are sometimes unbearable, and seems to be so. But I want you to notice here the choices here. Not just the circumstances, but notice the choices. Naomi decides that she's going to go back to Bethlehem. And she tells the girls that what she's going to do. And, of course, the Bible says that Naomi told both of them the same thing. Gave them the same opportunity. Asked them to go back to their homeland. Go back to their own people. Go back to their own gods. And Orpah did. And we'll talk more about her later on. But Orpah did. She went back. But Naomi was stuck with Ruth. Or at least she thought so. And Ruth tells her, you know, wherever you go, I'm going to go. I'll read it to you in verse number 16 of chapter 1. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest, will I die. And where will I be buried? The Lord do so to me. And more also, if aught put death part thee, and me. In other words, what she's saying is the only way you're going to get rid of me is death. that's the only thing that's going to keep me from going with you, Naomi. It's the only thing that's going to keep me from going. And boy, oh boy, what a great choice that was. What a great decision that was. Just as bad as the one that Orpah made, Ruth was that much greater. Oh, friend, and that leads me to consequences. The consequences. And we're going to look individually the next 2 days on Ruth and on Orpah. Now, I have to tell you in the outset, there's not as much said about Orpah from here on out because she's kind of out of the picture, so to speak. She's back. She's gone back to Moab. But let me tell you something about these consequences. These consequences was what God had planned. It's what God had preset. You know, I've often said this to my children and even my grandchildren. You know, God has given us a free will. You've heard me say this multiple times on the radio broadcast. God has given us as men and women, boys and girls, God's given us a free will. God's given us the privilege to make decisions. And sometimes those are not good decisions. We can choose. God has given us the ability and the power within us to choose. But we cannot choose the consequences. The consequences are already preset. I will give you an example. We can choose to sow to the flesh, or we can choose to sow to the Spirit. That choice is ours. If we sow to the Spirit, we'll reap life everlasting. That's the consequence. If we sow to the flesh, we will of the flesh reap corruption. Those are preset. You're not going to change those. You can't change it. Now, you can change your mind and choose the other, but you're not going to change the consequences. They're preset. Just as much as the sun's going to come up, is going to come up in the morning if God tarries his coming. Just as much as the sun's going to set after a while. Just as sure that's going to happen. When that sun sets, it's going to get dark. You know why? That's a consequence of the sun going down. It's preset. It's going to happen. And when that sun rises up in the morning, it's going to get light. You know why? That's a consequence. That's a condition of the sun coming up. I know those are very simple illustrations, but I'm trying to make a point here. I may be talking to somebody. I may be preaching to somebody right now that is fixing to make a decision that's going to change your life completely. Whether for the good or whether for the bad, I have no idea. But I'm telling you, you better choose wisely. Because we're going to see in Ruth and Orpah the differences in their choices, because their choices had different consequences. You know, Ruth chose to go forward to faith. Go forward in faith. Whereas Orpah returned to familiarity. To return to what she knew. Boy, I tell you, it bears repeating over and over and over again. And it seems like I have said this 100 times just in the last couple of weeks. Oh, yes, and you can make decisions, but you're going to have to live with the consequences of them. And mama can't do nothing about it. Daddy can't change it. Siblings can't change it. The church can't change it. The consequences are there. Well, I tell you, moms and dads, it's a hard job. It's a hard job trying to get your children to make good decisions, isn't it? But you know what? We pray for them. We pray for them. May God bless you now. We'll be back with you tomorrow and look a little farther. Amen?
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.